Back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Nathan Gobes. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning, and we've got with us the esteemed John Dustin. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you co-hosting this segment. We've got a bunch of guests to interview, and our first one up is Jordan Bonds, co-founder and CEO of Tally Lab. Welcome, Jordan.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Jordan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Tally Lab and your background?
Sure. So Tally Lab is a privacy-first collaboration platform for time series data. So what does that mean? For our users, it looks a lot like a data diary. So it's a space where you can set up trackers to track anything you want, from symptoms to medications you're taking, fitness, you know, behaviors your children are exhibiting, birds you saw in your backyard. It's really anything that happens as a moment in time you can track. For our business customers, it's an entire platform they can stand up on their own, confine it to their own devices. It sort of ends up being an on-prem-like system where they can then set it up to track whatever they want, you know, disseminate it to their employees as an app or their customers to gather data.
So I'm an entrepreneur, and you're obviously a data scientist, and you're feeding back to me.
I'm not a data scientist.
You're feeding back to me information that I'm collecting?
Yeah, basically. We're creating a space where it's easy to collect that data and then to run analytics on it. So eventually we will actually feed up correlations to you automatically, like as you're tracking, hey, we noticed that this thing always follows this thing. So far, you have to generate the charts yourself, but there's a huge visualization engine inside of the app. So you can compare anything to anything else and see if they correlate.
So hypothetically, I'm a paranoid entrepreneur, and I read a lot about cyber hackers.
Yes.
How are you protecting me from somebody stealing my information?
That is truly our differentiator. So our underlying technology is distributed, it's decentralized, and it's peer-to-peer. So while we as a company do back up your data just as a fail-safe, primarily the data is shared between devices directly, always encrypted in transit. But it never gets onto another device, a server of ours, any other computer that you haven't designated in an unencrypted form. So a hacker might be able to hack your phone, but they can't ever hack like a server full of your data. And it basically, we like to say that it's sort of the convenience of the cloud with the security of on-prem. We kind of give you an on-prem-like security setup with all of the convenience of being able to share data.
And so from an application standpoint, what do you see your biggest applications for a business owner?
Right. vertical-wise, we see this, you know, anywhere that people are gathering data and there's a privacy or a security concern. So healthcare is a good, you know, we check a lot of these regulatory boxes just out of the box structurally. So HIPAA, yeah, we are HIPAA compliant. We're GDPR compliant, CCPA, we got it. Because we can't see your data. Really only you can see it. And you can only see it in this very sort of narrow, in-memory, actively on your device. So anywhere where privacy, you know, where there are regulatory frameworks at play, for sure, or just where privacy is paramount. So, for instance, we've been talking to some organizations that work with undocumented immigrants, and they've been loath to gather data because they just don't want to endanger the people that they're trying to help, right? So this is a great system for them because the points of entry are very narrow and are easy to contain because of the peer-to-peer nature.
How did you develop this business? It's such a timely thing. I'm just curious.
So it actually, the idea came to me just because I wanted to track some things. I am no fool. I did not want to make an app. Making an app is a lot of work.
Really?
Yes, it's a lot of hard work. So I went to the app store and I was like, I'll download. There'll be an app for me. I'll download it. I'll use it, right? I discovered that every app for tracking stuff that's in the app store is very narrowly focused. So track your migraines, track food, track sleep. If you wanted to track all of those things and then add in a couple of others, you'd have to download five or six separate apps. They're not going to talk to each other. You can't get your data out of them, right? Because the way those apps are making their money is from your data. So they don't want you to have control of it, right? So in the moment, I was like, okay, I'll just make myself a little widget that I can use this for, right? So I was telling a friend of mine who's a back-end engineer about it, and he was like, that's really cool. We should like build it into a platform so other people can use it. At the very same time, this new wave of peer-to-peer technologies was really coming to the fore. And we thought, while we're building something new, while privacy concerns are on our minds, let's build it with this new technology and see if we can actually make something that's structurally different from cloud computing as it stands right now. So it was really just a sort of, you know, happened at the right time.
And what were you doing before that?
So before that, my last position was at another startup, and I was the director of user experience there. And it was an interesting experience as a tee up to what I'm doing now, because it was a big data platform using social media data. And it started out as a space where we were really providing a sort of dashboard for nonprofits to organize online, find their constituents who they'd been building all these email lists for, right? Mm. But find them on social media, interact with them. Over time, it turned way more into like a data dragnet operation, and that made me extremely uncomfortable. Mm. And I kind of watched it happen. GDPR came online during my tenure there. And my feeling was, okay, the privacy tides are turning. Let's get on the right side of this. There's an inflection point here, right? We can decide to go the right way, or we can double down on gathering data without people's consent. And so I put together a whole plan and said, let's pivot. Let's be on the right side of history here with privacy. And I was shot down. And it was really, you know, like, we're going to double down on the data surveillance. And it really spooked me because I saw the direction things were going. And so, you know, for instance, when the Cambridge Analytica thing came out, I wasn't shocked. Like, we'd been dealing with Facebook's API for mm-hmm. years, and we knew how leaky it was. We were shocked at how leaky it was, actually. So, you know, that was all kind of happening while Tally Lab was nascent. And so I could really feed my new found, I wouldn't say activism, but like concern about this space mm-hmm. Into how we constructed the app.
It's interesting how many people don't read terms and conditions on websites.
No.
And the sites are just collecting so much.
And they're covering, I mean, even when they don't, they're really with those terms and privacy policies, they're just covering whatever future thing happens, right? So this is a thing that I think a lot of people don't think about, is that when leadership changes at a company, so you start using a service when it has one set of leaders, right? And they say, we care about protecting your data. But as long as they have access to your data, if that leadership changes and it becomes a different set of people who don't care, mm-hmm. if they have access to it, they can always change their minds. And that's what's different about Tally Lab, is that we don't have access to your data. I can't change my mind. If I wake up tomorrow and I'm just like, no, you know what? I'm going to sell everybody's data for money. I can't. Like, I have tied my hands behind my back, right?
So for an individual or a business that's interested in using Tally Labs, is it an online thing?
Yep.
They just go online? And
yep. It's a web-based thing for now. We would like to make some native versions of the app, but we're kind of just trying to prove it out, and building two or more versions of a native app is very expensive. So far, just go to tallylab.com. You can actually go to tallylab.com/start if you just want to go right to it. And you can start using it in a browser, on your laptop, on your phone. You don't have to give us any personally identifiable information to start. You can just start using it.
Wow. and where do you see the development of the company going?
Yeah. We're really hopeful that the B2B sort of standing up a platform for our company is really what we see as being the true value add. I mean, we always want to have the consumer version available for people because we believe in data collecting as a route to truth, right? So always want that to be available. But the B2B thing, we really are ultimately trying to spread a new model for the underlying architecture. We think peer-to-peer combined with encryption presents a really novel new way that we can keep all the convenience we're used to, but get all these privacy and security benefits. And so we're hoping to spread that as a new model. And that's, you know, the B2B thing is very exciting to us because we just want as many people and companies using it as possible to kind of prove out that this is something you can do. There is a new way. There's a different way. All is not lost. We can move forward with our sort of ethics intact here as a society.
Well, what's kind of a curious thing is, there's so many applications. You got insurance that collects data. You got healthcare. You got banking. You got mortgage, credit. I mean, just almost your potential client base is,
which is both a blessing and a curse. I can tell you as an early stage company, because it's like, where do we focus, right? So what I'm doing right now is just telling everybody and saying, come talk to me. Whatever group of companies we end up finding traction with first, great. We'll double down into that vertical and sort of see how it goes. But you're right. It's very open-ended. Mm-hmm. And as a platform, we hope a diversity of companies uses it because they can.
Is the company large in employees or is it kind of?
It's so far, it's just me and my co-founder and, you know, a rotating cast of interns. If you'd like to intern for us, reach out.
Well, that's exciting. I think it's exciting. So this was Jordan Bourne's co-founder of Tally Labs. And how can people get to you? Because I'm sure a bunch of people want to reach out.
Yeah. So it's just tallylab.com, TallyLab.com. And then I am Jordan, JORDYN, at tallylab.com.
Great. Thank you for joining our show today. It was excellent talking to you. Hope you'll come back and give us some updates as the everything progresses.
Yes.
Definitely sounds like something the world needs like yesterday.
Couldn't agree more.
I want to remind everyone we've been speaking with Jordan Bourne, co-founder and CEO of Tally Lab. And I want to thank our sponsors, MTP Software. They're the largest CRM software for the sports and entertainment industry. This has been Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be taking a break and be back after these messages.